the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What do you suppose Mary and the disciples thought when they found the empty tomb? They must have been horribly distressed, agonized, and I suspect wounded to the core. At first, as Mary said, they must have thought that his body had been moved. That was something that the Jewish leaders were afraid of. That was the reason that a guard had been posted at the tomb. But Mary and Peter and the other unnamed disciple hadn't wanted anything like that to happen. They were just mourning and wanted to properly follow their customs for burying their loved one. Even after everything that Jesus had said to them, and he had said a lot about what would happen after he was gone, they had no clue that he would appear to them again and share bread and wine with them. To be fair, there were many things standing in the way of their understanding. The first was their very firm belief that the Messiah could never be defeated and could never die. They believed that the Messiah would instead conquer their enemies in a decisive way. Clearly, while they were expecting a different ending, Jesus did not make that happen. They also believed that if there was to be a resurrection, it would involve all of the people on earth at one time. It never occurred to them that resurrection would belong first to God, the Son of God, Jesus, who died and rose again for all of us. But this first Easter morning, beginning with Mary, they all learned that although Jesus had died because of the horrific crucifixion, he did not cease to exist. You know, I believe that the Trinity of persons that we know as Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. And the end of Jesus' earthly life did nothing to diminish his awesome power and might. But why did he become a man and die such a terrible death? Why did he reveal his power to us in that way? And what kind of difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference to us because we recognize Jesus as our Lord. We recognize ourselves in the disciples, just like us. Right from the start, they were dissatisfied with their humdrum, often painful lives. When they met Jesus, they were excited to join a cause that they were attracted to because it offered hope for a better life. They stayed in tight connection with him because they saw and appreciated the work he was doing to heal people and spread a realistic sense of hope to everyone. They were awed by the miracles they witnessed. From him, they learned valuable lessons about how to live lives that were right with God. And they felt the love from him in powerful ways. And then, when their beloved Jesus was crucified, they were devastated. Not only had they lost a central figure in their lives, they lost hope. But when Jesus returned to them, their hope was restored 4 times over and more. Jesus was not killed. Jesus was not destroyed. Jesus was right there with them, with all of his powers and might fully on display. The disciples knew that everything he had said was true. God does love us. God is here to help us. And because of Jesus, we know we have a place with God when this life on earth is over. Because of the disciples, we can believe and have hope. There is not a thing to fear in this world because Jesus lives. On the cover of today's bulletin, you see a picture of a young girl that we love with all our hearts. She is gazing at a stone that is rolled away from an empty tomb. The Easter dish garden that she's looking at was a delightful kids' club project that gave the kids a wonderful chance to imagine the story of Easter. And here we are, Easter people ourselves, gazing with wonder at the story, knowing again this morning that our Lord lives. We can throw aside our fears and our sorrows and know that we too have been given a fresh chance to live. You are reminded today that no matter what sin and darkness has dwelt in your life, no matter what you have been through, no matter what you have suffered, today is a brand new day. And you have new life in Christ, who has died to show you the truth of God's love. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen.